Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hump day.
Hey, you big and hairy dude.
Hold up.
Run in.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty.
This is an NFL Hump Day Roundup with Isaac and Sue.
If y'all ain't excited about this game, you can't get excited about no other games, man.
It's Wednesday. Hump Day with Isaac and Sue on 1080. The Hump.
All right, coming up on In the News here at 4:30, you remember the Dallas City Council COVID rap douche?
I do remember.
Yeah, well, he showed up at Portland City Council Zoom meeting today.
That guy.
Or maybe it was yesterday, but we have the audio.
Oh, you're going to hear it.
Yeah, and that is exciting.
The Mike Tirico thing, I wanted to go back and double check.
Yeah, let's be fair.
Believe me, I was being fair. Like, I remember Mike Tirico. He was suspended. And this is where I wanted to check. He was suspended for 3 months and had to undergo counseling for several years for ESPN to not fire him. He was accused by over 10 women, and some of them are really bad. Like, this was one of them. He went to a staff party. This is in 1992.
Oh, no.
He went up to this girl and said, "You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Aww. I want to your brains out."
Oh.
She immediately said,
"You know, if you'd leave that last line
yeah,
off.
Yeah, right?
It's a good start."
After she left the party, he followed her, reached through the car window, and thrust his hand between her legs as she attempted to start the engine.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Another incident, a female producer received an email from Tirico saying that he wanted to sleep with her. And
I love the email.
Yeah, he sent an email.
That's so hot.
I wish
no
I was
way to trace that back.
Yeah, right.
I wish I was single. If I were, I'd throw you on the table right here and... He liked the brains out. That was a go-to for him.
Yeah.
Then he proceeded to follow her car onto the highway. And as she tried to speed away, he sped up and followed her to her home. Mm. Like, it's really bad stuff for Mike Tirico.
Is he married?
Yeah, well, he was. He was married during all of this, and he was suspended for it. And then NBC had to release a statement when they hired him to do Monday Night Football, saying that these allegations are in the past and that it's been handled by his previous employer. Mike feels bad for what occurred, and he's undergone counseling, and he's fine now.
So he survived because it kind of came out before cancel
I guess,
culture?
Yes.
You know?
So he is only a sexual predator in the past. He's since learned to not be a sexual predator. Yeah,
okay.
If any of this were to come out now, Mike Tirico never works again. And I think he comes across as so just like,
whoa,
such like a nice guy and all that.
Yeah,
that
he just seems pretty, he seems harmless,
no.
Mike Tirico.
And then after,
little fat Mike Tirico.
Yeah, and after the allegations, which he was suspended for.
He's actually quite pleasant too.
Six other women came forward after that. All people that worked for him, female producers. And
Tirico is married to a woman named Debbie.
Apparently Debbie has a great tolerance for her husband being a creep
and
a predator.
Guess where they live?
I don't know. Los Angeles.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh. Maybe he's less rapey there in Ann Arbor. Isn't it weird that, like, that's not rumor. Those, like, they suspended him for that. And yet no one says anything about Mike Tirico.
No.
It's like, happened so long ago.
All right.
He's fine.
So we'll start with injuries here on the NFL Hump Day Roundup. Three key ones we should tell you about. One is Trey Hendrickson is back. For the Bengals, he's fully practicing now. They rushed him through. I mean, he went through COVID or concussion protocol.
Nah, he's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's back to practice. And they need him. You know, Cincinnati needs him. Yeah, he got hurt in the Raiders game with the concussion. So he's back. The Titans are expected to have Derrick Henry out there.
I did see a video of him on Twitter running in practice, and he looked great. So clearly he's going to run for 4,000 yards.
Well, they said they haven't officially activated him yet, but they will do so. They're kind of playing coy, but he'll be out there.
He'll play.
Big playoff game. They're going to do that on Friday.
Yeah, what kind of condition is in? What does he look like? Who knows? It's been a long time coming, but...
Who's their backup? Who's been running the ball for them?
I think they've been doing it by committee. Let me look that up.
I mean, they need
you.
Henry.
Yes. It is a much, much different offense when he's in there. I would make the argument that outside of... they've got Foreman and Hilliard that are both running the ball for them right now. Outside of quarterbacks, I don't know if there's a single player, maybe Debo Samuel in San Francisco, Henry, Kupp in the Rams. There's a handful of guys that really are the engine that drives those offenses, and Derrick Henry is certainly one of these guys. I mean, and he was having a phenomenal year before he went down. What, 7 or 8 games he played in this year?
And Jimmy Garoppolo is hurt. You know, he has a thumb injury and a shoulder injury. And he said he hurt his shoulder injury trying to, or he hurt his shoulder trying to protect his thumb when he went down on a sack or something.
Yeah.
And he fell wrong. And his performance was decidedly different following the shoulder injury. So in the first half of that game against Dallas, he was 11 of 14 for 133. Yep. But in the second half, he was 5 of 11 for 39 yards, and he threw that interception.
Yeah, the awful pick where he was rolling out, and it just
– so
it was a Tony Romo-esque
this
throw.
Is not good, dude. No. If he can't – I mean, he'll play, but if he goes out of that game, the Niners are dead in the water. Yes, they're not winning in Green Bay.
Well, even
and
if,
that sounds weird to say because Garoppolo is not – I mean, he's not great, but Trey Lance is not going to win in Green Bay.
No, he is
so
not.
So they have to keep Garoppolo on the field, but even if they do – how healthy is he?
It's just it's a shame too, because I think with a healthy Garoppolo, and the threat to throw the football, I think this could be a very, very interesting game. San Francisco is not afraid of Green Bay. They've had tremendous success, and I think the way they've been playing defense and the way that they run the ball and the creative ways they run the ball, you can run the ball on Green Bay. They don't give up a lot. We were talking about this earlier in the week. But explosive plays, they're number 4 in the NFL in not giving up explosive plays in the passing game. Only 3 teams give up less. But in the run game, 28th in the league. You can gash them running the ball. And if you don't have to respect their ability to throw, then all of a sudden Green Bay can stack the box, dare you to throw. But if you've got that option there with a healthy Garoppolo, all of a sudden, this run game, which there isn't a more creative run game in the NFL than San Francisco, I think this is a bad matchup,
you know,
if healthy, for Green Bay.
You know what's weird about that, though? Do you think... Okay, let me ask you this way. I'm going to give you 5 teams.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me if Green Bay's rush defense is any worse than any of these other teams. And I'm sure you're going to say it is, because that is the narrative here. Is a Green Bay, you can run on them.
Yes.
Cleveland, Miami, Indy, and Buffalo. I mean, isn't Green Bay rush defense way worse than all of those?
I would think so.
Well, they are not. They are actually, if you look at season-long statistics, mm-hmm. Green Bay is 12th in rushing defense. Buffalo is 10th. Indy is 11th. Cleveland is 13th. And Miami is 14th.
So it's kind of sandwiched right in there.
Yeah. So I guess we're trying to find ways that Green Bay will lose. And I understand that they're not the greatest run defense. And it is a tough matchup. I mean, the Niners, dude, the Niners are freaking good. Yep. That play where they give it to Debo and he just misdirects, they get 10 yards per play on that play.
He's every time. He's dynamic in every way. And now
he
that they
so good.
And they line him up.
And they use him so well.
Yes, they line him up as a running back.
Yeah, and they, you know what play I'm talking about, though?
Yes.
Where they just, I don't know if it's not a direct snap, is it? I think they toss it to him.
No,
it's and just, it looks like everything's going right. He just cuts back left, 10 yards a play. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is It used to be Kittle, and you know, Kittle only had one catch in that Dallas game, but he blocks his ass off. That the offense really does revolve around him.
By the way,
they have to keep Green Bay honest with the ability to throw the ball, and that's going to be a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't know how healthy he's going to be, which is why I'm stopping short of saying that I think the 49ers can pull an upset here. Yeah, it just scares
I don't think
me
they
with
win.
As beat up as they are. And Bosa with the concussion, I think he'll play, but Warner, who's their best defender, and San Francisco's secondary is pretty sketchy.
San Francisco is a good team, but they are not going to win this game.
Yeah.
Green Bay is going to get this one.
I tend to agree.
By the way, Kansas City's rush defense is 19th, way worse than all those teams I mentioned.
Yeah,
and nobody talks about that, although that's a little misleading because early in the season they struggled so much.
Yes, and that's the same thing with the 49ers. The last 8 weeks of the season, the 49ers have the best run defense in the NFL. It's been fantastic. Mm. It's been really, really good.
But it's Rodgers and Devontae against
that secondary.
Their secondary, yes. And that's where Green Bay will get.
If they can't get home, and they made the Cowboys beyond one-dimensional, and then they abused the Cowboy O-line. Remember, Green Bay also gets back Bakhtiari, their best offensive lineman, which they're getting healthy at the right time. But if that front for San Francisco can't make life uncomfortable for Aaron Rodgers, they will carve them up. Their secondary will not hold up against the passing attack.
There's your injury update. Up next in the NFL Hump Day Roundup, the Rich Bisaccia Appreciation Tour is in full swing. It is 4:14 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news coming up next, we are humping right now. Souk and I are humping with you. We are all humping, Mike Tirico style. By the way, Deal asked.
I do not want to hump Mike Tirico style.
Well, sometimes, you know, you like
no,
it a little.
No.
Like to get after it a little bit.
You can't ask your female employee. Or a coworker to roll down her window and then grab the crotch.
What about the male one? Like, if I did that to you, you'd be, like, mildly turned on.
I just love that's his go-to move.
I know.
Knock on the window goes down, and then you go for the Trump? You, like, what? I guess maybe we give him credit because he was decades ahead of the POTUS.
Well, Deal asks, what's the dumbest go-to? We going to do this? Or I want to your brains out.
Oh.
So the we gonna do this is from Baker Mayfield.
That's Baker Mayfield.
But I think in
a Cheesecake Factory parking lot.
Yeah, but I kind of respect him for getting right to the point. Like, because we all know what goes on in the back of a Cheesecake Factory parking lot with some girl you met on your DMs. You know what I'm saying?
You're meeting at a Cheesecake. Yeah. I think that
he's like, come on, let's go. We gonna do this or what?
Yeah, believe it or not, I do kind of think that is somewhat appropriate. Because you know what you're both there for, whereas I think the Mike Tirico office party, if
random.
I were single, I would your brains out. Ah.
What if he went with a more measured, you know, if I were single, I would sweetly caress you.
I do think that maybe that's slightly better.
Is it better?
Has a woman ever been turned on by Mike Tirico saying, I want to, if I was single, which I'm not, I would like to stoop you.
Has there ever been anyone ever, male, female, or otherwise, who wanted Mike Tirico to ravage them?
I'm guessing there's someone
out. Even Debbie.
I'm guessing that is someone out there that wants to be ravaged by Mike Tirico.
I mean, like, just thrown on the bed. Like, boy, Mike. Wow, I just hope Mike Tirico is the one that just punishes me.
There are more people out there than you think whose favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla.
That is true. I'm looking at pictures of young Mike Tirico.
Was he a...
He looks the same. Yeah, no, he was not. No.
It never changed?
No. No.
No. Well.
No.
Hey, man, there's a type. There's
more
a type,
dorky then.
There's a type for everybody. And it's wife Debbie. Deb. Who does have a very aggressive mom cut.
Where were we?
I don't know. We were derailed by...
Oh, I have audio.
By Deal and Tirico and then a Cheesecake Factory.
So Rich Bisaccia is like... He's the king right now.
Is he?
Oh, my God. Can you... Okay, so sometimes the narrative just... I'm sure Rich Bisaccia is a great dude. Because yeah. I cannot scroll through Twitter...
Without people saying how great he is.
Without people saying how great Rich Bisaccia is.
Well, I think there is this notion in the NFL, because he's been a special teams coach for a long time. He was a special teams coach when I was in Tampa Bay.
I mean, if you're a special teams coach, don't you have to be kind of a cool, nice guy? You know, like, you can't be a special teams hard ass. Like that guy for the Cowboys, like, he's cool, dude.
Yeah, there may be an element to that. He's certainly on a staff full of a-holes.
You have to be cheesy inspiring as a special teams coach.
Yeah, you got to be all upbeat and energetic. But I do think there's this element for a guy that's been a 20-year coach in the NFL where the NFL faithful just want him to get the job because it's like he's paid his dues.
Well, because they like him.
Yes.
So when people like you, boy, it is just you get the benefit of the doubt in a lot of cases. So Rich Bisaccia, I don't know if he's going to be the Raiders' new coach, but everybody loves him. And today... The big thing was on Twitter, there was a photo of him using a hotel desk, handwriting notes to all of his players, thanking them for their hard work.
Which he just conveniently had someone take a photo of.
I don't know.
This is I call this the Kevin Garnett thing. I effing hate this so much. If you're writing hand notes of thanking your players, cool, right? It's a nice little thing. Having someone take a photo of you while you do it and then putting it out on Twitter makes you a douche.
Somebody may have just taken
No.
You don't know this.
I do know
this. You do not.
He said, hey, I'm going to write these handwritten notes. Will someone take a photo of me and we'll put it out on Twitter? I call it the Kevin Garnett thing because when Flip Saunders died, Kevin Garnett went and sat crisscross applesauce in Flip Saunders' parking spot and had some sort of like tete-a-tete with his like spirit, which is fine. But you can't get the Celtics photographer to come with you and then photograph you doing it and then put it on Instagram. It just means you're a douche.
Well, you can, and he did.
He did. And I'm here to say that it's a douche move.
Well, I think what they're trying to tell us is Bisaccia would never do something like that for his own personal gain.
Even though he's
so
doing
genuine.
Exactly for his own personal
gain.
He's
from the Mike Riley, you know, make it so they don't want to disappoint you method of leadership, which I can respect. I like that method.
Back in the day now.
It's a great method, and you don't have enough coaches that do it that way. And that is a way of getting guys to, you know,
on
the same page.
I love the post is, you know, right after they say that it's, you know, he's in the hotel writing handwritten notes, then it says incredible. Is it incredible?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it incredible?
Like the Rich Bisaccia appreciation tour is in full blast, man. If you watch Twitter, that guy's the greatest guy on earth. And here's another thing. I have a little bit of audio. It's only 7 seconds, but it's Bisaccia on the sideline of a Raiders game. I'm not sure which game, but he comes over to Zay Jones with a little word, you know, of inspiration. You know how coaches do, right?
Yeah.
He's a special teams coach. He's very inspiring.
Yeah.
And he comes over there, and this was making the rounds today too. Again, to further prove Rich Bisaccia is the greatest man on earth.
Stay ready.
Doing a great job.
You too.
So Bisaccia is like, hey, stay ready, stay ready. Great mindset. Stay ready, stay ready. Right? Which it's like Russell Wilson.
Let's be great.
And, you know, whatever. It's football-y. And then Zay Jones says, hey. He pulls him in and he says, hey, you're doing a great job. And he goes, you too. And then he moves on to the next guy. So Rich Bisaccia, as far as I'm concerned, is like Aaron Andrews. If he does not get this job,
then what's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point?
Where have you guys been?
He's like Mike Riley.
I just love that. That's the incredible. Incredible that someone would write a note.
And finally, Mike McCarthy had his postseason press conference today.
Yeah.
And he's the coach of the Cowboys, and he's taking a lot of heat because his team crapped the bed again as favorites against the Niners. And a lot of controversy surrounding that game. Well, one of the biggest controversies was something we talked about yesterday, and that was the Dak Prescott run.
Yeah, the draw.
That ended the game because they couldn't get it set and spiked in time for one final play. McCarthy said today, so Tony Romo, who we thought was doing a good job of explaining what the hell was going on at the end of that game, said they have to hand the ball to the umpire. The umpire has to spot the ball.
Yes, the umpire has to touch the ball before anyone
can snap it. No, he said spot the ball.
Yes, but that's my point, is he has to touch the ball. Otherwise, okay, you can't snap it.
But that's the whole crux of... So Romo did not say that. Romo said, you can't... The center cannot spot the ball. The umpire has to spot the ball. And McCarthy was saying today, he clarified that. He said, all the umpire has to do is touch the ball. Yeah. So he doesn't actually have to spot it. So what he was saying was, and he kind of ran through their whole process of you know, why that play was okay. And they think it's a 13. He said they think it's a 13-second process.
Well, but this is
they
why
had 14 seconds
and
on
that's
the clock.
My point is that's ridiculous to try to do something with your season on the line
exactly.
with a 1 second. That's right. Ridiculous call.
Well, McCarthy has no way. Like, how is he supposed to defend that? They obviously screwed it up.
Yeah.
But the best he could say was, look, that's something we have timed out. It's 13 seconds. We thought we had the time, but we didn't. But he said all the umpire has to do is touch the ball to get it spotted, which is true. So the center can actually spot the ball. And he even said that we walk through this all the time. He goes, I'm telling you, the center, he knows right where to put the ball, but the umpire does have to touch it first.
Well, the umpire in this case picked it up, moved it back 2 yards.
Yes. So, and then the center picked it up. But he could have, yeah. But so the clarification is you can spot your own ball, but the umpire has to touch it first.
And the umpire, if he disagrees with where you're spotting it, can move it. Now, if you want to take umbrage with something that the umpire did, I do think coming from where he's at behind and the fact that it's involving a slide and you know that you're in that situation, it's probably a little bush league of the umpire to pick up the ball and move it back a yard, yard and a half in a situation like that. When you know what they're trying to do, you know they're just trying to clock it. I kind of feel like the umpire probably should have just gone up and touched the ball and maybe they get it off, but that's on doubt. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. That's like if you had a major life, you know, event and you're like, hey, I know I can get something done in 13 seconds. Hey, you have 14 to do it. You're like, oh, I've plenty of time. No. No, you err on the side of caution.
It takes 2 seconds to snap a ball or to spike a ball.
You have to have 2 seconds on the clock in order to spike.
Yeah. So just in that in and of itself, like you're giving yourself 1 second of leeway.
Yep.
You're assuming everything goes perfect. It was a dumb call, but that's the best he could say.
It's also dumb that they were penalized 14 times.
Exactly. And he also said, and again, he has no excuse, but he said, we have been coaching penalties since week one. He's like, dude, we talked, because people were all over him, of course, in this press conference. And he's just like, to McCarthy's credit, he does stand up there and he takes it. He's like, look, that was awful. Yeah. But we talked to them about penalties all the time. So obviously
it doesn't work.
It's not working. At least it didn't in that game. But I got to give McCarthy one thing. He will stand up there and just, you know, just answer the questions. He doesn't get bitchy like Belichick.
And he said that he is not concerned about his future.
I don't think he's getting fired.
He says he's fine.
Oh, and this note from one of our texters. See, Rich, you start peeing on Rich Bisaccia, fella.
People get very
They're
mad.
Coming after you. Tell Souk the Raiders coach's daughter took that photo and put it on her Facebook page. Rich was unaware of her taking the photo. He has been writing letters his whole career.
That's fine, but he still was aware. You're telling me that his daughter took the photo he didn't know and then posted it to Facebook without him knowing? Get the hell out of here.
That is what is being said, yes.
He knew exactly
You don't know that.
Really? Has your wife ever taken like a candid photo of you and then just posted it without you knowing?
I don't know if she's posted it, but I've seen it in her phone. I'm like, you need to delete that.
It's
me being all Mike Tirico, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He knew exactly what was happening there. Don't give me that.
I think you're an idiot.
That's positive
PR.
You
have no idea.
Positive PR.
You have no idea, and you're once again being so cynical. It's just sickening. Rich Bisaccio is greatness.
No, can't even say his name. What's sickening is when people try to take
Rick Bisaccio,
like, private moments and make them public for your own personal gain.
Oh, God.
That's
some people
what's
are
sickening.
Authentic, Jason.
Yeah, not really.
Kevin Garnett is not, but some people are.
Yeah, okay, give me that one at least. That flips on his parking spot thing was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in public grieving.
Yeah, it was very Well, it was just very calculated.
Yes.
You know,
like, hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Come and see how sad I am.
Look at this. It's the same person, like, when Kobe Bryant dies and then some random person shows up that didn't know him, but then they fall down wailing at the memorial wall.
Hey.
And they're like, and then they have someone video it and they put it on their Instagram.
Great transition. Coming up next on In the News.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant will be mentioned.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
I didn't even know.
So the Dallas City Council rap douche is back. He showed up at the Portland City Council.
Why?
Because he thinks he's funny. Because they call him a YouTube comedian, but he's not funny at all.
It's all about the gram.
So we have the audio from the Portland City. Ted Wheeler goes head to head
with rap
Dallas City Council rap douche. Next, here's Rust with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, pleased to have you along. Hot 5 at 5 coming up. Some more cool stuff. Sports talk. We have a boomer warning about those damn kids. Sports story pertaining to that later. What's up with the Blazers? We gotta touch
winning.
On that.
They've won 4 of 5. Knock it off.
Coming up tonight in the club, Souk has hot death news.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was the thing, but apparently it's all the rage. You know, the influencers are making it a thing.
Okay.
I love influencers.
The influencers,
I didn't even know that there were these kinds of influencers, but apparently they are.
Dead ones?
It involves death, and I found this to be very, very creepy, the email that I received.
We'll also talk a little more about the Tongan volcanic eruption.
Yeah, did you see the...
More details on that.
Yeah, some of the surrounding islands, 49-foot wall of water.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa, that's I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Right now, it is January 19, 2022. It is time for In the News! I'm your noted and carbon neutral, trending toward carbon positive, newsman.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you. Today is Gun Appreciation Day.
No one appreciates guns quite like Isaac Roth.
Right.
Went down to Gunther's.
I appreciate them so much. I have 47 of them.
You went down to Gunther's Guns. You picked you up a couple. Got your pieces with you at all times.
No, no. I shop at Bob's Guns.
Oh, that's all about Gunther's.
It is also National Popcorn Day.
There you go. You can bring your gun to the movie and eat some popcorn. And who doesn't love that?
So here's the audio. Okay, so this is... Remember we talked about this last week. This was the kid who did the, or guy, I don't know, douche, who did the rap at the Dallas City Council.
Yeah, he's trying to be social media famous.
Yeah, about the vaccine. So here, this was in Dallas. Here, his name is Alex Stein. You know, these people, this is a new thing now with social media. They show up at these city council meetings as public forums, and then they try to go viral. Here is part of that rap, because if we listen to all of it, we will go insane.
I guess we'll just have to... We'll just have to freestyle it, but will the real Dr. Fauci please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Vaccinate your mom. Vaccinate your dad. Vaccinate the happy. Vaccinate the sad. Vaccinate your babies. Vaccinate them, even if they got rabies. Vaccinate my life. Vaccinate my wife. Vaccinate your DNA. Vaccine created by the CIA. Vaccinate your body. Vaccinate me at the party. Vaccination freak.
Okay.
Vaccination freakily.
You know him?
I want the vaccine in my life.
That guy.
I want
the that guy. That goes on for like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, and he's out of breath, right? Like, I get if you get to the end of the rap and you're winded, but he needs to work on his cardio.
All he did was walk down some stairs. I mean, even I wouldn't have been that winded.
Sucking wind.
And his bit is he's dressed in scrubs.
Yeah.
If you look back at some of his social media posts, he is very anti-vax. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think he was making fun of vaccines, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to, like, his message is not very clear.
No.
Some people think he's like promoting vaccine. So anyway, guess who showed up at the Portland City Council Zoom meeting today?
Yeah, so he didn't come here to Portland. He just showed up on Zoom.
Zoom, yeah. And I don't know how you get one of these spots. Do you?
I don't.
How you get to talk?
I cannot.
I guess you just sign up.
I honestly cannot think of a single thing that could ever get me to show up in person or on Zoom.
Except for a lost bet.
Yeah, maybe.
That's going to be our next bet.
That's about it. We have to show up at a Portland City Council meeting.
And be outraged about something.
Me and Joanne would probably get along so well.
Fagua, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Although I'm outraged.
We have determined that we both, unlike Mike.
We're outraged by it.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
It's horrible.
Stupid Mike Lynch thinks it's fantastic.
I had no idea. Mike Lynch is an ass.
Yes. He hates animals.
So here is...
Should have known because he's the cat guy.
So they're on Zoom.
Hey now.
Are you
he's a cat guy. We've covered this.
Damn it, Rust.
It's the only negative thing I can think of about Jeff Rust. But even that, it's not negative. It's whatever. That's his preference.
Suspicion.
It's kind of stupid, but Mike Tirico likes cats.
I just get a weary eye when someone says that they're a cat person. I'm like, really?
Okay, so Alex Stein is his name, and he showed up at the Portland City Council Zoom meeting today. And here's how that went. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Thank you for hearing me out. My name is Alex Stein. I go by Primetime99 Alex Stein on Instagram. And the reason why 2020 was so bad, it started off with Kobe Bryant dying. And I just think about, like, Kobe Bryant would have loved the vaccine because he always took the game-winning shot. And that's what the vaccine is. The vaccine is a game-winning shot. And that's what people don't realize, Mary Wheeler, is that it's time to grind and shine. And it's time to vaccinate your mind and vaccinate your body. If you want to take it to the vaccination party, and if you want to go to the court, you need to have your vaccination passport. That's what people don't realize, my man, is we're living in a world of lies, a bunch of Trump supporters coughing on people, getting people sick, people are dying. And what are you doing about it? We got to mandate these vaccines because that's the only way out. And if you don't do that, you're going to be on a ventilator and you won't be able to shout.
I'm sorry,
the problem is we're in a society right now. Everybody's
on a settlement, and if you cannot speak to that issue, we're going to move on. Entertaining though it was. Does that complete public testimony on this item?
It does, Mayor.
It does, Mayor. Yes, Mayor. Yeah, so yeah, Wheeler cut him off, which I think is great. Good. There was also today a clown showed up, like a real clown. Like that was a clown.
Yeah. I just enjoy that he had to throw out his Primetime 99 on Instagram.
Douche
follow
bay.
Me.
Yeah, so there was later, or I think it was maybe earlier, there was a clown and he was dressed in, you know, he had a suit or he had a tie on, but
assuming clown garb.
Yeah, he looked like Bozo.
Yeah.
And he said, I, as a member of the Clowning Society of America, would like to nominate Portland Mayor Edward Tevis Wheeler for Clown of the Year. Yeah.
Who are these people?
And then the mayor thanked him for his public testimony before moving on with the council agenda.
Who are these people?
By the way, Oregon Live tells me the Clowning Society of America does not exist.
Oh.
These people are losers. They're people with no... They have no lives.
There's nothing else
There's
to
no
do.
Way you could have a life and be these types
There's
of people.
There's nothing else to do with your day but to do this at Portland, at city council meetings all around the country.
Thoroughly bored. Gotta be. There's no other explanation. And they certainly don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
life's busy. For you to do this, you have no life.
Well,
it's the only explanation.
And I wonder when Primetime Douche, whatever that guy is.
Alex.
When he finishes that, does he get off that? And they're like, man, nailed it.
I think he does, yeah.
Nailed it, man.
I think he thinks it's great.
Oh, yeah. You feel that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in the final days. We're just circling the drain.
Just morons. Coming up next, hey, I have some positive, very exciting news.
All right.
for you, for the local community.
The who and the what? All right, I'm excited. I want some positive news.
You get it. Coming up next, it's 4:46 on The Fan.
It's time for a Pro Football Report, the inside story on the NFL gridiron, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Appreciate this game a lot more when you're away from it, away from your teammates, just having that camaraderie and, you know, going to work every day and going out to play on Sundays each and every week. Definitely miss that and, you know, just happy to be back.
That's Derrick Henry of the Titans.
Yeah, I mean,
he's happy to be back.
If he is healthy and is ready to go, and he's going to play, we don't know how much or how effective he's going to be, but a healthy Derrick Henry, dude, it changes everything. It changes the outlook for the Titans, and I mean, there's just very few players in the NFL that have that kind of impact.
Pro Football Report brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, the official provider for the Oregon Lottery. Download that app today, DraftKings. Keep it fun and know your limits.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, that's right. That is the show, Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan. We are in the middle of In the News for January 19, 2022. I told you I had some positive news for the community, and I do.
We could use some.
I was not lying
about that. By the
way,
I was writing a handwritten note thanking you for your great
thank you.
Job of reading the news, but no one was there to take a photo of me and put it on Facebook or Twitter, so I just had to tell the people that indeed
no.
I was writing you a handwritten note during the break.
You're no Rich Bisaccia. Don't pretend to be. Don't piggyback off of the success of Rich Bisaccia.
If one of my children were here to take a photo without my knowledge of it and post it, then I would be exactly the same as Rich Bisaccia.
The Oregon Brewers Festival is back.
All right.
That is the news that I have for you. The news you can use.
Are we going to have restrictions or is it just a full go? Let's do this.
I don't know. They don't know that yet.
We know it's back.
Yeah, they're going to do it. July 28th through 30th, the Oregon Brewers Festival is back. Now, that is one of the longest running craft brew festivals in the United States. 33 years before it was canceled in 2020 and 2021 due to the pandy. So they are coming back, and so that's great, because if you've ever been there, it's
that's a good time.
It's good, yeah. Yeah, you get, yeah. Yeah.
You get your little tokens there, and
yeah.
You go
a lot
around.
Of good beer, man.
Yes.
A lot of good beer.
A lot
and
of
the
stuff
brewers,
that you would never even think about trying.
I'd like to say that I think brewers are all cool dudes, you know, and dudettes. Like, they're just cool. Like, they just talk to you, and it's like a very, very laid-back environment.
And I'm assuming that the Beer Is On Us boys, Mike and Patrick, will probably be out there doing a show from there.
I would guess. Hefty assumption.
Really?
But maybe...
They do a podcast about beer, and this is one of the signature...
A lot of assuming going on over there.
Beer events.
A lot of assuming.
All right.
Maybe one of their daughters can be over there taking pictures of them.
Writing handwritten notes to the brewers saying how
Thank
great it
is. Thank you so much for your great beer.
I want to show up there and troll them, but just ask if there's any Coors. I'm really excited.
Do you have any Coors Light?
Yeah, I don't want Coors Light. I want the Banquet. Come on. What about a Miller High Life? This is all fine and all, but where's the good stuff? Where's the Red Stripe? What?
I wonder if they get that. You think they get that?
Really? Someone shows up and wants a Blue Moon?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a brew pub up in Camas that we go to quite a bit, and there's always one surly bartender, and he judges me so hard when I order, because they have Rainier on tap, and so we always order our food, and then I order a 20-ounce Rainier, and each time, you know, it just pisses him off to have to pour it. He just looks at
me. He's like, you...
Yep.
You douche.
He looks at me, and the anger is palpable in his eyes every single time we go in there.
So, did I give you the dates? July 28th through 30th.
Well,
did I give you that?
I
did.
I think you did. But.
July 28th through 30th. And they also announced Hills Brew is coming to Hillsboro February 25th through 27th.
Okay.
Hills Brew, you get it?
So, yeah, I do get it.
Yeah,
so, basically, what we're saying is COVID's over and beer is back.
Well, I think they're banking on COVID being kind of over.
We'll see about that.
I mean, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah, you can always cancel it later.
I think COVID's been over like three times, but it always seems to make a triumphant return.
Now, it is an outdoor event, but I've been to that thing. If you want to catch COVID... Well, I tell you, it's floating around out there,
I would think.
If
you haven't caught it yet, come on.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It's out there.
Are you telling people to just go get it?
No.
There was a woman.
No, I am not.
She was a... I think she's Russian. I can't remember. But what do you call them? Singer? Songwriter? Singer-songwriter?
Okay.
I don't know. Like a famous person?
Yeah.
In another country. We don't know her here. I'll get her name for you. But she caught COVID on purpose because she was in a country that had the deal where if you show that you've had COVID, then they're like, yeah, whatever.
So she went out and purposely got it?
Yep, and she died.
Ah.
She died.
No good.
Died, homie.
No good.
Not good at all.
No, I don't want the COVID.
Well, I thought it sounded like you were telling people, you're like, if you haven't caught it yet, just get it.
No.
It'll be great.
No, you're saying it's...
I'm going to have a COVID party.
You're saying if you want to catch it. My point is, you don't have to try to catch it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, that is true. It's very hard to not catch it.
Yes. Yet
here we are without it.
Yeah, you and I.
You and I.
COVID free.
It's great.
Look at us.
Look at us. Who'd have thought?
Like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix dodging it. You can't catch me.
Although I got to be honest, I had a little scare. A COVID scare.
Yeah, but you didn't have it, right?
I don't know.
Allegedly.
We're still in the window, so we'll see.
Well, thank you for telling me that as you sit 3 feet away from me, directly spewing your COVID at me.
You are the guy that says, I'm taking no precautions whatsoever, and you sit next to me every day. So
I didn't say that.
You've definitely said
nope.
That.
I've been vaccinated and boosted.
Yeah, me too.
I've been boosted. I don't even trust your boost at this point. I need to see your card.
I'm fake boosted.
I think you are.
I got two boosters.
I think you're Antonio Brown in it right now. That's what I think.
There's your In the News, January 19, 2022. The Hot 5-5 is coming up next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.